are very fine minhagim, and it says that even if a minute seems to you to be without any reason to it, right, before you do away with a minute, you have to be very, very, very careful. Because once you start doing away with minhagim that don't seem important, in the end you're going to give away minhagim that aren't important, and then halachas, and then Torah prohibitions. They all follow one the other. Once a person starts just capriciously ignoring minhagim, eventually he ignores halachas too. On the other hand, there are minhagim that are not proper minhagim, that are minhagi tos. Now we say minig can be rearranged and spell hamagim, the protection, the shield. A minig is a shield. Or minig, they bring down, can also be gehenna, same osios. Some minhagim are gehenna. Right, people have minhagim that are totally awesome. Right, that's my minig. Right, I think I mentioned once had a guy tell me he parked a block from my shul and walked the last block. And when I confronted him and said, you know, I assume that you think there's a mitzvah to walk on Shabbos, but there's really an issue to drive, so walking the last block doesn't really help. So he said, no, Rabbi, you should know, my father parked in that place, my grandfather parked in that place, it was a minig in our family, we all parked there. So, like, you know, go fight with minhagim. That kind of minig is not the kind of minig that a person should keep. And there are a lot of other minhagim like that that are awesome. They go against Torah laws. But in certain cases, we say that minig is even stronger than a law. Normally, we, for instance, where you do say that is, where there is a shailah halacha, whether you do this way or that way, and the majority opinion is you do A, and the minority is you do B. So normally you would go according to the majority. Hey, let's say the majority is that this thing you're not allowed to do. But there's a minority opinion that says you are allowed to do it. If in a certain place there's a minig that you know was established by important people, they were around and they didn't protest this minig, and it became entrenched, and in that place they always followed the minority opinion, then the minig goes against the din, and you're allowed to follow the minority opinion in that place. Because that was the minig of that place. So sometimes the minig, where there is what to rely on, right, even is stronger than what the halacha should be. But where there's nobody to rely on, the minig was totally a mistake, or it was evolved in a place where there were no talmidei chacham, no chashuva people, right? It's just spam. A bunch of amaratzim decided to make up their minig, then those kind of minhagim can be abolished and should be abolished. But minhagim don't seem to have a reason. They say that the Ramah, when he came to Krakow, so he found a strange minig there that he abolished right off. What was the minig? That he saw the shamus of the shul go over to men on a daily basis and give them mazel tov. So he asked the shamus, what was the mazel? You hear any mazel tovs in the kehila, you know, since yesterday? What's the mazel tov? He said, well, the minig here is, right, that whenever a woman goes to the mikvah the night before, the next day we give mazel tov to the husband in shul. So Rama said, I never heard such a boorish minig in my life. Right? This is totally not samua. He said, immediately stop doing that. Then he looked into it, and he found out the reason for this minig, and he reinstated the minig. He said, in the winters in Krakow, the mikvah wasn't heated well, and there are many women who did not go to the mikvah in the cold, but they told their husbands they did. The shamus's wife was the mikvah lady. So she would tell her husband, tomorrow, right, give mazel tov to the guy. The guy would know then if the shamus gave him mazel tov, his wife really went to the mikvah. If he didn't get a mazel tov, he knows his wife told him she went to the mikvah, and she really didn't. So this way, and therefore most of the women went and never told their husbands they didn't, because they knew that they would be found out, because the husband wouldn't get a mazel tov the next day. So the Ramah realized that even though this custom on the surface seemed to be a really way out, but under the circumstances it was necessary in that kehila. So he learned from there, he said, never to abolish minhagim without really thoroughly investigating to find out if there's some kind of source for it. So there are no halachas on Shavuos except for Yom Tov and the mitzvah Bikurim, which is only indirectly related to Shavuos. And other than that, it's all minhagim. And the minhagim are different between Sfar and Ashkenaz. Sfar dim and Ashkenazim, not Sfar and Ashkenaz, but Edot HaMizrach. Ashkenazi minhagim, like we said, are by the words acharis. Akdamos, we say a special piyut that was written by one of the Balei HaTosfos. We're talking about the 13th century. What's it called? That we read before Kriyas HaTorah. In certain places in Chutz Laaretz, a Kohen makes a bracha on the Torah. And then they say Akdamos, and then they start laning. Okay? Some places say that you shouldn't do that because you're separating between the bracha and the laning. So therefore, in some places they say the first pasuk or the first three psukim, and then they say akdamos. They in the middle of the laning, so the bracha went on the kriya, and then they stop, say akdamos, and then go on. And some places do like we do, that they say akdamos before the kohen says his bracha, so there's no hefsik at all. Okay, but there are two other minhagim of how to say akdamos. And that's what's called the first minig, aleph. Ches is chalav. There's a minig to eat dairy foods on Shavuos. Okay, that's in addition to meat foods, because there's halacha you have to eat meat on Yom Tov, unless you don't like meat at all. But if you like meat, you have to eat meat meals as part of Simchas Yom Tov. So the eating of milchiks as a minig doesn't obliterate the chiyuv to eat milk, meat meals. So therefore, many people eat meat meals on Shavuos. In Chutz Laaretz, four meat meals, you know, 2 days. Or here, two meat meals, night and day. But also eat milchiks in the morning on Shavuos, right? Just to be yotzei, the idea of eating milchiks also. Some people, though, have a minig. Even though, again, if you don't have such a minig in your family, you shouldn't adopt it. And you shouldn't only eat milchiks by any of the meals. You should have some meat night and day. But some people have the minig either at night to eat milchiks or in the daytime to eat a milchik a meal. And some people have the minig to eat Shavuos only milchiks, which I don't know what the core of such a minig would be. But again, if somebody has such a minig and somebody in their family, then you can do what you did last year. If you don't have any specific minig in your family like that, but you thought that was what you were supposed to do, to eat only milchik a meals, it's not proper to do. That's the second minig. The reish is Rus. The minig is to read Megillas Rus. Since we only have 1 day, we read it on Shavuos, the 1 day. In Chutz Laaretz, they read it the second day. And then there's Yud, is Yerek. There's a minig to bring greens, flowers, and decorate the house and the shul with flowers. They used to have the minig to bring trees into the house, some say because of the mitzvah Bikurim, or judge for fruit on the tree. And also the mitzvah Bikurim starts on Shavuos, which has to do with fruit. So in remembrance of that, we brought trees into the house. Since it became the custom of Goyim to bring trees in their house on their Chaga, so that stopped. But we do. We bring what's called branches of trees or flowers or whatever. That's the meaning. And there are many, many different reasons for that. One of them being that Har Sinai sprouted with vegetation, even though it was a barren mountain. So in remembrance of that also, we have the, vegetation, flowers, or whatever in the house.
Should
Dr. Yeo take one to Medina?
It looks,
The meaning is to bring vegetation. Again, it depends what it is, right? You put a picture of a tree in it also. So you don't need to say trees, just the, right? Or you could put the word tree on the thing, or whatever. Or, the meaning is to bring real stuff. And the last reason, last thing is tough, is tikkun leil Shavuos, that we stay up all night, the first night of Shavuos, or the only night of Shavuos, and in Chutz Laaretz there's an opinion that says you're supposed to stay up both nights. For those who keep in 2 days Yom Tov, so say 2 days, two nights. That'll teach you not to make aliyah. That minig is brought down because Klal Yisrael went to sleep the night before the Torah was given, and they had to be awoken in the morning. They slept late. Moshe had to wake them up to get the Torah. So in order to correct that, we stay up all night Shavuos night to show that we're correcting that. There are many, many different pshatim of that, why they did that, why we do it, whatever, what's different. But in any case, those are the four minhagim of Shavuos for us. Sfaradim don't have some of it. They don't have Akdamos. They have an Indian, they read a ksuba between that the Torah was given as a marriage between us and God, he's the chasam or the kav. They read a tnoyim, a ksuba, they read all the tariq mitzvahs, right? They're called much longer than Agdomas. The and then there's what's it called, another minig that started in here. They told me this Edot HaMizrach, there were some Moroccans there, Taimanim. They have a minig that people throw water on each other.
Yom HaMayim.
That's Shavuos. You know such a minig?
Yeah.
People throwing water on their... From... Okay, what's it called? I guess those are much more exciting minhagim than we have. The, could be you have to stay up all night, you need to have water thrown on you or whatever to just keep you up.
Walk your hand up and get soaked water.
Okay, I was never in a place where people throw water at each other. The Lavat Shavuos. The
I usually must be able to stay up.
Maharaj Shiva held that if you can't stay up, well, it's a minig, but you're not mechayev to mitzayer yourself on Yom Tov for a minig, and it's, if it's mitzayer you to stay up. Or you will be mevakel more Torah and waste the whole Yom Tov sleeping the next day. Instead of staying up, you should go to sleep. Stay up. You should stay up a little bit, right? To be up a little bit longer than you normally are, and then go to sleep. That's what. And he used to go to sleep. And,
I think that was my question.
I was
still around.
Is
the way the
Muhammad supposed
to go to take longer naps?
Yeah, in the time of limit, and it's not tzar, and there's no issur of sleeping on Yom Tov. It's a time. Shana is a time. You could be doing something more, but if you stayed up all night and you learned, right, and not doing anything wrong, you're making that minute. But if it's mitzayer you to stay up, then you're doing something wrong, because you're being mitzayer yourself on Yom Tov. But here, you're not a tzar, so what are you doing? You're mevatel some Torah, but you learned before, right? And you're not doing it because you want to mevatel, you're doing it because you're tired. And you're getting it on the Yom Tov. You're not being over on anything with Yom Tov. You could use the Yom Tov in a better way. But you did that the night before, so there's a shikla, and you also mekayim mitzvah, a minig by doing that. Yeah, it's one of the language schools. That's, it's not mitzayer you, it's mekayim minig. You don't need a language schools for that. A little bit for somebody who's not misgaber on himself to use the yom tefer. But that's not a limud schools. That's the shayla, and it's not mitzayer you, and basically you'll not do anything wrong on yom tef. You may not use it to its best advantage in the daytime, but you're using it to a good advantage at night. All right, so then they should keep them in.
When
do
a lot of
things
you can start your meal on Friday?
The earliest?
The latest.
The latest you can start, you mean Friday when? In the daytime?
Sure.
On Yom Tov itself, if you eat it in the bread morning, there's no problem. You can take a drink of water. You mean out Shabbos. Tzarif Shabbos. It should be around close to 4 o'clock.
It's,
After what's it called? Shasiri.
To finish
by then? No. We start before then, you can continue. And then you should just make sure that you don't eat so much that you won't be able to eat it. If you start before Shasiri, you can eat everything.